They say that one of the best ways to begin a homily, besides telling a joke, which Father Sonny loves to do, does a very good job at it too. I even laugh at him. is to present a context for the people to use as a frame of reference. So, the context for this Mass is, I'm sorry, the context for this homily is the Mass. It's an easy one to understand. Just as the transfiguration of Jesus happened that day centuries ago on Mount Tabor, when the fullness of his divinity and the fullness of his being, the Son of God, was revealed to Peter, James, and John, it is happening to us today and every day that we come to Mass. This is our Mount Tabor. And like Peter, James, and John, our Lord has led us here this morning so that we too can experience him being transfigured before us. Okay, so you have the context, you have the frame of reference. Everything that happened during the event, during that event centuries ago, happens right here and right now. Moses and Elijah, who represent the two great pillars of the Old Testament, the Torah, that being the law and the prophets, appeared alongside Jesus to give witness to the truth that what was happening on that mountain was the whole purpose and content of the law and the prophets, the Torah. It all pointed to what was happening on that mountain. So for us, in the liturgy of the word, which is what we are in right now, when we hear the Old Testament readings proclaimed to us, it points us to and illuminates for us what we will soon be, what will soon be happening in the liturgy of the Eucharist, when the fullness of Jesus' divinity as the Son of God is revealed to us in the bread and the wine. But unlike Peter, James, and John, on that day on Tabor, we're not just seeing Jesus' divine nature, we're not just viewing it, we are being intimately drawn into it, consumed by it, and we ourselves consume Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the totality of his being, the Son of God. That's some pretty cool stuff. Thank you. Now, we don't see this like Peter, James, and John saw it as a literal visual experience with all the fire and the light and stuff like that. What we experience is the life of Jesus in kind of a seed form. You know, in the inconspicuousness of bread, piece of bread and wine. It is like that seed of one of those giant redwood trees, if you've ever seen those. They're massive. Everything that tree is there in that seed waiting to come forth wherever it is planted. It's amazing. The seed is about that, I think, about that big. We are the soil in which the life of Christ waits to come forth in us like that seed. He is here, like that giant redwood, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, whenever we receive him in the bread and the wine. The other thing that happened that day on Mount Tabor was God the Father proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." In this we hear the whole reason for this event, the transfiguration. God wants us to see and to know Jesus, his only Son in whom he is, yes, well pleased. Why? Because he wants us to be like him, like Jesus. Why again? Because he wants us to know and bask in him, the Father, being well pleased with us, just like he is with his Son, Jesus. And why again? Because that's what he created us for, and that is, brothers and sisters, what in our heart of hearts we long for. It is the absolute joy of our hearts to be his sons and daughters in whom he is well pleased. I know it is for me. And I'm sure it is for all of you. Heaven is the fullness of this, where we will all be one big family in Christ, basking in the fullness of him being well pleased with us. And in the Eucharist that we receive in this life, God gives us in Jesus a taste of what that will be like. So we can know that, some of that right here and now. We don't have to wait for it till we get to heaven. The last thing that God says on that mountain is meant to ensure that we now begin to grow today into being his sons and daughters. He says, listen to him. Now, during Mass, that is what we do, right? Especially when the Gospels are proclaimed, when we hear the actual words of Jesus. Jesus' actual words. That's the time that we need to be really attentive in listening, and not just with our ears, but more importantly, with our hearts. Jesus also speaks to us during the Mass when the Old Testament is proclaimed, and when the Psalms are sung, and when we sing the Psalms, and we make responses, and when the prayers are prayed, especially the Eucharistic prayers. He also speaks to us through each other, through our neighbors here today, even the ones who might sing a little off key. Nobody does that here. Our choir covers up for that. So it is in the Mass that we experience the transfiguration when the fullness of Jesus is revealed to us. But here's the thing. We are not to be like Peter. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay there and enjoy the experience. It was like, wow, let's stay here. Let's build some tents. You know, I mean, we like being here, don't we? Good. Good. Hear that? They like being here. Sunday mornings, being together as a parish family. You know, we may not know everybody, but everybody's kind of familiar. You know, we feel good. We just feel good about being here. Most of us even have our own pews. I think we call ahead of time and reserve them. And when somebody's in our pew, God help them. It's like, what the? That's all right, though. I think our Lord gets the kick out of that. He says, there they go again, wanting their pews. So like Peter, when he says, we also say, it is good to be here. Along with James and John, Peter was given that experience that day to strengthen and encourage him for the road ahead when Jesus would suffer his passion and his death, which was very, very soon to come after this. For us today, we are strengthened too for our daily lives. We all have those valleys of darkness, those difficulties, whatever. So he strengthens us for that. But you know, a whole lot more happens. As Jesus was transfigured in order to reveal the fullness of his sonship, we too are transfigured in him so that we may also become sons and daughters of God the Father. That's why we're here. We want that. And this is what we receive at every Mass, and it's what we leave with when we go back out into the valleys of our everyday lives, working with him through the power of the Holy Spirit to become more and more what God created us to be and what Jesus, our Lord and our big brother, redeemed us to be, sons and daughters of his Father. So, brothers and sisters, how are we cooperating with him in our daily lives? for this to happen. In our marriages, in our families, in our places of work, our schools, our parishes, grocery store, hardware store, the gym. I've seen Father over at the gym converting people in his own way. Wherever, to bring that seed of his life to growth within us. Our days are full of opportunities from that, from sun up to sundown. Whenever we decide to be loving, kind, understanding, compassionate, and encouraging, it's the stuff that transfigurations happen in. So let's not waste the day. Let's not waste today. Our spouse and our families, our friends, our neighbors, the whole world is being invited by God to be transfigured into his sons and daughters. And brothers and sisters, he is beginning to do that, continues to do that within us.